Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, we saw a pretty large jump in gas prices last week. Before we get to the price, what we can expect to see from prices this week, what do you think the big reason was for that sudden spike that we had late in the week last week?
Well, I think a lot of it was, again, a typical price cycle. Prices jumped up to about $2.15 to $2.19 in most areas across the state. It had been about 12 days since our last hike, which happened right around the end of November. So combined with those cycles that we've long talked about, that was kind of one of those cycles that happens every 1 to 2 weeks. Oil prices have gone up, so that's certainly a factor in how high prices ended up going. But indeed, now we are seeing prices start to go back down. We'll probably see that for at least a portion of the week before perhaps seeing another price cycle in 5 to 8 days now.
So it probably, if you need to get gas, it might be best to just wait at this point.
Yeah, it might be best to wait, simply because prices just went up a few days ago, and we are only now just starting in the last 4 days to see prices whittled back down. So if you need gas, you probably could wait a couple of days, though I will say oil prices are continuing to rally this morning. That could eat into how quickly the next hike happens. The higher oil prices go, the quicker we could see that next price cycle. Conceivably, it could happen as late, or I should say as early as later this week. Oil now at about $47 a barrel. That is the highest price that we've seen in this COVID era.
And the vaccine has now gone out to states all across America and, of course, in parts of Britain as well. What do you think that is going to do to the market with oil prices and with gas?
Well, we're certainly seeing some global optimism as those vaccines make their way across North America, Canada, the UK, United States, all receiving the first round of doses, and that has boosted sentiment on Wall Street. Oil markets up for that very reason this morning. The Dow Jones posting, or pointing, I should say, to a pretty nice increase on the open this morning. I think a lot of that has to do with this news that the vaccine is starting to make its way out there, and optimism that we will potentially see demand go up in the weeks and months ahead.
But of course, this vaccine is going to take a little bit of time to work. So, I mean, are we not, you think it's going to probably be a while before we see maybe a sharp gas price increase? You think they'll still hover around $2 a gallon in Indiana?
Well, I think as the year progresses, or I should say as we get closer to the end of the year, we may see price cycles that go up incrementally from the last time. And that could mean that instead of prices going up to 209 and then 215, we could see prices go up to 219 and then the next time 229, and slowly climbing every couple of weeks as markets continue to rally.
And, of course, what's put a damper on this has been probably, you know, whenever we've had lower prices, it looks like since we've had big spikes leading to this vaccine rollout, boy, it really looks like that's put a damper on demand. But, you know, but now it looks like we're starting to see demand rebound a little bit.
Well, you know, there is a little bit of a disconnect looking at our Pay with Gas Buddy data on gasoline demand. Last week did see a small downturn in demand of about 2.2%. That came after an increase in demand the week prior of about 3.8%. So demand still pretty weak, but of course a lot of the restrictions that are being enforced across the country are behind that slowdown in demand, of course, too. People just want to stay closer to home. They're not going to the malls or stores to shop as much. They're doing it a lot online. So that's probably behind the drop in demand. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to continue to see demand falling. Once these vaccines start to get out there in more significant numbers, I would expect that perhaps we will start to see demand bottom out.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.